Bumed Instruction, 6440.5 Charlie. Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 1. 1. Who is responsible for CIUC and links between authorized billets and to operational requirements in the Navy's official manpower data system? Bumed M1. 2. The CRO uses the HSAP to ensure deployable personnel complete administrative requirements within how many working days of reporting? 30. 3. The CRO ensures that HSAP personnel are identified, notified, and prepared for deployment within how many days of reporting to the command? 30. 4. Who is responsible for advising and supporting the CO regarding reserve issues in the event of HSAP implementation? OSO. 5. The CRO will provide a letter of assignment within how many days of reporting to the command for all CUIC personnel, identifying their platform assignment and status, responsibilities, uniform, and training requirements. 10. 6. What NEC must all hospital corpsmen have to be assigned to Marine Operating Forces? NEC 8404. 7. HSAP billets assigned to USMC units will be filled with qualified personnel up to the staffing goal, minimum of 80% peacetime and 1% wartime, consistent with NPC staffing for organic Marine Corps billets. 95%. 8. Casualty Receiving and Treatment Ships, CRTS, are medical augmentation platforms that provide up to Level 2 HSS that each have how many personnel? 84. 9. Expeditionary Medical Facilities, EMFs, are task organized to provide up to what level HSS? Level 3. 10. Who designates EMF COs? Bumed. 11. Who owns the T-AH hospital ships? MSC. 12. What provide task-organized preventative medicine services beyond the organic capability of the supported force? FDPMUs. 13. What support Armed Services Whole Blood Processing Laboratory and blood donor centers whose staffs increase during contingencies? BPUs. 14. What lists non-deployable personnel codes? MPARTs. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6440.5C Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. Personnel will report to their gaining command with a security clearance verification or evidence of submitted request for security clearance investigation or evidence of submitted request for security clearance investigation following the procedures in what instruction? SECNEV Instruction 5510.30B. 2. What current shipboard uniform regulations must T-AH? What current shipboard uniform regulations must T-AH and CRTS assign personnel comply with? NAVPERS 156651. 3. Who maintains financial control, jurisdiction, and statutory responsibility for all appropriations issued to BUMED? BUMED M8. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6440.5C Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. Personnel designated to augment operating force platforms will receive standardized training based on mission essentials, based on mission essential tasks per what reference? DoD Instruction 1322.24. 2. What ensures that subordinate commands validate the adequacy of medical training against service standards of care for the operating environment, coordinate training, and serve as the resource advocate for medical training requirements per BUMED Instruction 5450.165. NMSC. 3. What is responsible for promulgating individual and collective training for medical forces supporting team for medical forces supporting the USMC? TCOM, TECOM, TECOM. 4. Following service policy, Marine Corps Medical Forces complete training requirements per MCO P3500.75 and submit medical oriented training exercise and employment plans per what reference? MCRP 3-0A 3-0 Alpha. 1. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program. Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Chapter 4. 1. What will provide specific guidance regarding uniforms, immunizations, individual combat equipment, reporting requirements, training, passport and visa requirements, and transportation? COCOM. 2. Parent commands must ensure that the deployment history for all active component personnel are entered into MPARTS and what other data system? ITEMPO. 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 3. Personnel with a past deployment history will not deploy for a minimum of how many months following the end of their last deployment? 6. 4. Personnel will not deploy earlier than how many months from their report date? 6. 5. Personnel may participate in pre-deployment or inter-deployment training beginning how many days after reporting? 60. 6. Personnel will return from deployment no later than how many days before PCS transfer or retirement? 180. 7. Personnel will return from deployment no later than how many months before release from active duty or separation? 3. 8. Depending on the operational situation, who may direct implementation of a stop-loss policy service-wide or for certain rates or officer specialties? Who may direct implementation of a stop-loss policy service-wide or for certain rates or officer specialties? CNO. 9. FACA are requirements that must be filled by personnel on active duty at the time of mobilization per what reference? NAVPERS 16000 alpha. 1. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 5. 1. What does BUMED typically authorize to subordinate commands to conduct liaison with supported units and activities? DIRL Auth. Direct Liaison Authorization. DIRL Auth. 2. Who coordinates press releases with local media and other public affairs? PAO. 3. The CRO reviews individual deployment history in MPARTS. The CRO reviews individual deployment history in MPARTS and ensures that personnel have not deployed within the previous how many days? 180. 4. What shall commands elect to form to support the timely onward movement of Navy medical capability to support the COCOM? DSC. To support the COCOM. DSC. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 6. 1. What was designed to give commanders the flexibility to employ Navy medical assets in well-reasoned, innovative ways to enhance readiness and meet warfighting requirements with a credible medical force? CONOPS. 2. What was designed to develop and sustain readiness in Navy and Marine Corps HSAP platforms? MFRP. 3. The routine deployable MFRP readiness category identifies forward deployed crisis response forces that are mission capable and ready to deploy within how many days? 5. 4. The surge ready MFRP readiness category identifies forces designated for the force buildup stage that are ready and capable of mobilizing and deploying within how many days? 30. 5. The Emergency Surge MFRP Readiness Category identifies forces designed for further follow-on stages that are ready and capable of deploying within how many days? 120. 6. What establishes joint readiness reporting requirements for reporting readiness of personnel, training, and equipment? SORTS. 7. How many measures of unit readiness does SORTS provide, indicating the unit's self-reported ability to execute its mission? 5. 8. What SORTS category identifies a unit that is capable of undertaking the full wartime mission it was organized and designed for, and that is considered fully mission capable? C1. 9. What SORTS category identifies a unit that is capable of undertaking the bulk of its wartime mission and is considered substantially combat ready with only minor deficiencies reported? C2. 10. What SORTS category identifies a unit that is capable of undertaking a major portion of its wartime mission and can still perform its assigned mission despite its major deficiencies? C3. 11. What SORTS category identifies a unit that is unable to perform its wartime mission unless it is provided with additional resources or training? C4. 12. What SORTS category identifies a unit that is not able to perform its wartime mission and is not mission capable? C5. 13. How many CRTS augmentation how many CRTS augmentation teams are currently identified for the large deck amphibious ships of the fleet? 11. 14. A surge-ready EMF will be able to deploy task-organized EMF detachments up to 500 beds. A surge-ready EMF will be able to deploy task-organized EMF detachments up to 500 beds within how many days of notification? 30. 15. An emergency surge EMF will be able to deploy task-organized EMF detachments up to 500 beds within how many days of notification? 120. 16. The MFRP surge capacity is drawn from capability sets within what? NEPMU. 17. An emergency surge FDPMU. An emergency surge FDPMU will be able to deploy within how many days of notification? 60. 18. Navy component commanders may plan on first call program personnel reporting to duty stations within how many hours of notification? 72. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 7. 1. What is a web-based automation information management system whose foundational data is derived from whose foundational data is derived from NPC-managed databases? MParts. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 8. 1. BUMED Medical Personnel Augmentation to Operating Force Medical Platforms is accomplished through what? HSAP. 2. Navy Medicine Support to the FRP provides task-organized medical department personnel for operations per what reference? OPNAV Instruction 1001.24. 3. What provides a credible medical force in support of naval operating forces? BUMED. 4. What executes OPNAV-validated individual missions and directs BSO 18 resources? BUMED M1. 5. What provides and coordinates with other DoD activities for medical material and logistic support? BUMED M4. 6. What coordinates COCOM requests for Navy deployable medical systems or specific medical material support? BUMED M3. 7. What provides medical training and technical guidance and programs resources for standardized training? NMSC. 8. What provides accounting data, fiscal coordination, and guidance in support of IA missions? BUMED M8. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6440.5C, Health Services Augmentation Program. BUMED Instruction 6440.5 Charlie, Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP, Copyright NavyBMR.com.